A Stag Shot by John Brown by Her Majesty Queen Victoria, dated 1874. On entering the Fife Arms, one of the first works of art guests will see is a small sketch of a stag's head drawn by Her Majesty Queen Victoria. For many guests, the discovery that Queen Victoria was an accomplished amateur artist comes as something of a revelation, and yet there is a long history of creativity within Britain's monarchy, with many generations demonstrating significant artistic skill, from King George III to Prince Albert, Princess Louise and King Edward VII, the thread of creativity continues on through to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II today, and that of His Royal Highness Prince Charles, whose work is also on display within the Fife Arms. Queen Victoria received art tuition from an early age and continued to draw and paint throughout her life. Her tutors included preeminent artists of the time, including Edward Lear, Richard Westall, and most significantly, the Scottish landscape painter William Leighton Leach, who was Queen Victoria's art tutor for 22 years. It was Leighton Leach who honed the Queen's skills in watercolours, providing technical knowledge and building her understanding of colour and line, ultimately enabling her to move away from simply copying the work of others to capturing the scenes and subjects driven by her own personal interests. From the comfort of Kensington Palace and Osborne House, Queen Victoria sketched members of her family, the royal court, and views from palace windows through to formal gardens beyond. Whilst in residence at Balmoral, the Queen's attention would move firmly to the wilds of the surrounding landscape, sketching outdoors and at first hand the ever-changing elements. What had begun as a childhood amusement became a source of lifelong pleasure, and one which Queen Victoria was able to enjoy fully with her husband, Prince Albert, who shared Victoria's creativity and patronage of the arts. Sketching became a favourite occupation, particularly on the royal couple's summer visits to Balmoral Castle. The work which hangs in the Fife Arms is titled A Stag Shot by John Brown. Drawn in pencil with touches of watercolour, the stag's head is full of expressive detail. Drawn face on, the stag's head and 10-point antlers are rendered in a confident pencil line, combined with a deft economy of brushstroke and colour, which capture the rough texture of the deer's coat. The sketch moves far beyond a passive illustration of the animal, as Queen Victoria has included the weight of the beast, the scale of the antlers, the time of the shooting, all details which suggest her presence and active engagement in the shoot, as well as her passion for the traditional ways of life on a Highland estate. It is well documented that Queen Victoria and Prince Albert loved the landscape surrounding Balmoral Castle, a home which the Queen evocatively described as her dear paradise in the Highlands. It was Balmoral's remoteness and natural wildness that provided Victoria with a sense of freedom and privacy that she was denied elsewhere. The sketch embodies a further personal dimension relating to Queen Victoria, as the stag is noted to have been shot by John Brown, Her Majesty's gilly at Balmoral Castle. Brown was a hugely influential figure in Victoria's later life, and with whom she shared a close and much debated friendship following the death of her beloved Prince Albert. A Stag Shot by John Brown provides us with a fascinating link to art and the Victorian royal family and their time at home here in the dramatic landscape of Royal Deeside.